Hello, everybody. Another beautiful day. 12:08, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, you just heard Ari with the news. We're here till 3. Jason follows us. We have another news item that we will mention. In the last 15 to 20 minutes, a jury, a federal jury, has found Derek Thompson guilty on all of his counts regarding drugs and guns. This is the disgusting, dangerous, reckless, horrifying decision that Derek Thompson made with his rental car, speeding at an extraordinary rate that killed 5 young Somali women last year. About as awful as it gets, he is still facing charges in the state of Minnesota. We see cases like this all the time where it is so heinous, it is so awful, and this checks every single box, that you have a federal trial and a state trial, and Derek Thompson is found guilty on all counts. Our guy Lou Ragus, with some of the reporting, he faced 3 charges: possession with intent to distribute fentanyl, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and carrying a firearm during and in relation to a drug trafficking crime. This receives so little publicity, right?
I almost forgot about the whole case until the verdict came down. Oh, you know, bring it back, but it took me a month. Oh, it was that? Okay, yeah.
The federal trial I'm talking about, when the charges come up and it's, you know, for the killing of the 5 young women, that will receive a lot of publicity. I'm just surprised that the federal part of it didn't get more. Just leaning again from Lou's reporting. The trial lasted less than a week. Jurors watched the video of that SUV driving at a frightening rate. Both prosecutors and Thompson's defense team told jurors it was not the most important piece of evidence they'd seen in the case, urging them not to analyze the crash itself, because that's more of the other trial. It's just, there's no, let's not forget, he still faces 5 counts of third-degree murder and 5 counts of criminal vehicular homicide at the state level. And I'm glad he does.
Yes.
He can have his defense. He should have his defense. The evidence seems overwhelming. And the pattern of his activities are despicable, including when he showed up at Bob Kroll and Liz Collins' house. Because, again, I don't care where you stand in either one of them. The actions right in front of their house, indefensible. Driver's license, not driver's license, from the state, not from the state, and then all of it you're not going to defend, but this, the worst of it all. So when I saw that popped up on Twitter, on X, right below it, I see this from Bill Clinton. You familiar with him, William Jefferson Clinton?
He was a governor, right?
He was a governor. Didn't he lose and then he came back, right? I think. Didn't he win early, lose, and then come back? I think that's right.
Well, let's get that.
He gave a disastrous speech at the DNC in 88, I think it was. Was it 84, 88? He goes on Johnny. They make fun of it. I think he became president of the United States.
Really?
I think he did. Hmm. I think he had a lot of stuff happen, including a lot of hate from the right, a lot of objective questions if you're in the middle about what was going on with some finances, the affair with Monica, the lying. And by the way, if Al Gore embraces him during the campaign in 2020, he wins.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the questioning of the meaning of the word is.
Oh, yeah. Monica, baby. The start of Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge,
right,
broke that after Isikoff, yes, couldn't get the okay. So Bill Clinton here has a message on X. Beautiful location. Happy anniversary, Hillary. It's been an amazing 49 years. Here's to many more. I see below there are 1,900 comments.
Sure, all very congratulatory.
I was going to say, how far do we have to go before they're just right away awful?
I think number one. Maybe number two.
Should I just look here? Laura Loomer is number one.
There you go.
It's been an amazing 49 years cheating on you and flying in Epstein's jet. Cheers. Monica Lewinsky sends her regards with a big box of cigars.
It's a good thing he didn't email it to her. She'd never find it.
She would have deleted it with all those yoga instructions. Like 15,000. I mean, apparently Hillary is really struggling picking up the yoga. If there were just thousands and thousands, hey, no, downward dog is this way, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes the pictures don't really do it justice.
Then a couple down is Bill in the blue dress. Okay, so
sure,
here we go. So that ties to our opening topic of harassment. And I'm not shy in giving my opinion, but there is a clear line, and you know it when you see it, of harassment. How about this week, in the last week or so, the number of meteorologists who have been harassed because they're incredibly gullible, and they believe Marjorie Taylor Greene when she said the government controls the weather. Laura Loomer did the same when we were back at the Iowa caucuses. Remember, they had a lot of snow in Iowa, and she claimed because Nikki Haley's husband is in the military that the military was controlling the snow to try to allow Nikki Haley to win Iowa.
All makes sense.
Mm. If the military has controlled our weather the last 7 weeks, and let me put this bold statement out there, the greatest 7 weeks of weather in the history of Minnesota. What do you think of that?
Think of the farmers, Chad.
I've been told by my farming friends, this is legit, that it was so late in the year that it didn't hit them like it would have a month or two before.
That's actually true. And somewhere I read about...
Wow. I say something and you go, it's actually true. Like most of the time, it's just, eh.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
that instead of having to dry out the crops themselves...
Thank you.
Mother Nature took care of it.
Fire Schaefer before we've hired him. I'm ready to be the... We both could be the meteorologists. You take the mornings, though. I don't want the early morning.
I'll do
you're
morning.
Swimming at 5 anyway.
I got a lot going on.
I hope that's a part of am I wrong and your decision is what am I doing? And I can say, yeah, you're wrong. A Michigan-based meteorologist said she and her colleagues have been the brunt of all these conspiracy theories. I've had a bunch of people say I created and steered the hurricane. I've had to point out that the hurricane has energy 10,000 nuclear bombs and we can't hope to control it. Well, she's lying, right? Because we know the government can control it. Then we get to David Montgomery, who's had a good run in the NFL, right? David Montgomery has battled mental health, contemplated suicide, and it's above the topic. It's more than just the topic I'm going to raise. So it's not just this topic. He points out that without a phone call from his nephew during that time, he might have killed himself. I was in a situation where I was this close to doing something that I knew I shouldn't have done, that would have changed the trajectory of my life. And my nephew called me right when I was in the midst of doing so. I was in a very, very dark place. He adds a part of his depression was the harassment he was getting from fantasy football owners.
My God.
Fantasy football owners. Also, in the harassment topic, yesterday, NCAA put out data on harassment for college student athletes. Let's give them that silly term, college student athletes, right? Of the more than 5,000 posts reviewed, the most prevalent type of harassment was sexual abuse, 18%. directed men's and women's athletes. 5,000 posts, close to 20%, are sexually harassing. Volleyball, gymnastics, men's basketball players, women's basketball players. 17% of abusive posts are general. Just overall, you should have made that shot, you're killing me, whatever. 14% are sexism. 10% racism. 9% homophobic. We had this topic a few weeks back, Dave, where are people born good or bad? We picked up on it from the conversation with Adam and Jordana. I believe the overwhelming individuals not only are born, but in our society are good. I think we have a percentage of evil, which we see too often. I also believe we now have this unimaginable amount of individuals who in most of their life, they could be your friends, they could be your colleagues, they could be your neighbors, they could be your coworkers, but they now have the anonymous nature to go on X or Insta or Facebook or wherever it might be, and they're just vicious over a game, a politician, fantasy football, you name it. And I still believe significantly more people on the planet today are good, decent, kind, flawed like all of us. And I know there's individuals who are evil and they're just evil all the time. But I think there are a lot of people, Dave, in all these categories who might be somebody we would just be stunned that because somebody didn't score a TD or they couldn't stand Bill Clinton's politics or the game didn't go right or they're lonely so they're going to harass the men's basketball player or the women's volleyball player. And sadly, I don't see it slowing down because if social media is where it's at now, where's it going to be in 10 years? We have so many more platforms which are going to emerge. How do we slow this down? And what is your reaction to this? Because this despicable? And maybe discreetly, maybe you think most of these folks who are harassing are just, they're lousy individuals total. Personally, I would never consider doing any of this. But I still, a part of me believes we'd be surprised who's doing this. I want to hear what Dave has to say. I want to hear what you have to say about this online, more often than not, anonymous harassing. And again, with Clinton, it's not even as much policy positions, right? And God knows he made himself available. But it's the vitriol that Trump gets, that Harris gets. It's just, it's beyond passionate, dramatic, significant disagreements. It's grotesque comments. And it's just too commonplace. And it's awful. 22 past 12. What do you want to say? Love text on this topic. Chime in right away. 651-461-9226. Do we have a Hall & Oates birthday?
We do.
Really?
It's Daryl's birthday today.
Daryl's birthday.
What do you think Daryl is? What do you think?
I'm thinking this is a big one. I'm going to go 75.
Go a little bit north of that.
Really?
Yes.
He's older than 75?
78 today.
Wow.
Yeah. Looks good for 78. Had some work done. Just have a hunch.
Probably, but
it's fine.
How many visible individuals are 78 haven't had work done?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've had a lot of work done, and I think it's worked out very well for you.
Having work done right now.
Yeah. Okay, the harassment topic. We give examples of college sports, fantasy football, meteorologists, It's all over the place. It's not slowing down. And the part that troubles me most, well, I don't know if I'd say it troubles me most, but the part that I don't think gets enough sunlight, at least for this segment, is the individuals who are a part of this, who are in our friendship circle or people we know who are doing this, and it would stun us. What do you want to say?
Well, I'm with you. I think when it comes to the harassment, you're talking about the vast majority of people, I would say, that are probably great people and through 95% of their lives. But part of it is, I don't know if it's human nature necessarily or just what we're taught. You know, what's the old slogan in news? If it bleeds, it leads, right?
Correct.
You know, bad news, negativity, horrible things. You know, what's the biggest thing in streaming over the last 10 years? True crime.
Yeah.
You know, we love to watch stories about people getting murdered, horrible things happening. And I think it's very much related to, you know, social media and how people act. It's if I watched the Wild game last night, I could tweet at Matt Bolden and say, hey, nice job, Matt. Great game.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could tweet at the goaltender for the Blue Jackets and say, Siv, what a clown. What's going to get more attention? You know, what's probably going to, you know, rile up my own brain chemistry and whatever, you know, dopamine.
And most of what I'm talking about is more than just Siv or poor play. You're an embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
You should be caught.
Exactly.
Your family's embarrassed by you.
And I'm sure that gets your brain and those, you know, those chemicals, whatever, that's, you know, getting you jazzed up and fired up and really angry. I'm sure that's getting them even more. And you're getting some sort of rise out of it. It's, and, you know, like you said, social media just makes it that much easier to be the keyboard warrior, to fire off a tweet, fire off a meme, whatever, and go about my day. I made my point. Let's see how many likes I get.
Right on cue. Here's a text. I call those people keyboard warriors. They hide behind a keyboard, harass people, but would never do that kind of harassment face to face. That's true. My point is, might be like your buddy from work who you go out and get happy hour with, and you're like, yeah, you're into fantasy football. And if the person told you, yeah, I've been telling fill in the blank, he's a horrendous human being, I wish he was, but cut.
Yeah. Well, and at happy hour, you could say that to a buddy.
Yeah.
You could say, you know, so-and-so player absolutely killed me. What was he doing? And it stays at happy hour. Now you can broadcast it to the world.
It's everywhere. Somebody talking about all the bots out there that we should cut the percentage down. Yeah, I mean, I would be curious. Where are we at now with bots and X? Two things have led to most increase in online harassment, in my opinion, sports betting and Donald Trump. Sports betting has played a large part of it. I mean, we can go back. We were mentioning Bill Clinton. Think about all the vitriol directed, whether you think it's fair or not, at Clinton in the 90s.
It's okay. Long before Donald Trump. We just now have a megaphone that happened to arrive around the time Donald Trump did.
And he accelerated it. He, you know,
to an extent, maybe.
To an extent. But let's say it would have been Ted Cruz, okay, who wins, and Donald goes back to The Apprentice and does whatever he's doing.
How about Marco and his little hands?
Little Marco, little hands, big ears. It would still be there. You just wouldn't have the most visible person in America showing the bullhorn on a regular, you know, holding onto that and projecting through the bullhorn every single day.
And every, you know, 80% of media drawing attention to it every single time.
Yeah. The meanness is linked to conspiracy theories quite often. Yeah, please understand most of the trolling and harassment is not real. It's from troll farms and bot accounts. Some of it, I don't know what percentage. I wish I did. Major Garrett, next on CCO. Major is here. It's 39 past 12. Chad Hartman on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Major Garrett from CBS News is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You are in St. Louis. You were at the airport today.
I am.
You spent a lot of time at airports. It's been a number of years for me since I traveled to St. Louis. How is the St. Louis airport?
Exactly as you remember it.
Yeah. Dull. Not much.
Hasn't changed.
Yeah.
My producer, Arden Fari, and I were talking about it. He's a Washington University graduate based here in St. Louis.
Yes, right there.
Flew through St. Louis a lot. I've come here a lot because I go back to my alma mater, the University of Missouri.
Mm.
It's a fine airport. There is not one thing wrong with it. It's just the same as it's been for 20 years.
Yeah. What makes a great airport for Major Garrett?
Two things. Tall ceilings. Lots of light. That's particularly true in the post-COVID era, where you really care about air circulation and lots of light. So I like airports. The newer ones tend to shift in that direction. Very tall ceilings, lots of natural light, good ventilation, and plenty of bathrooms.
Okay, now, Dave Harrigan, I need you to comment, too. Plenty of bathrooms. I like that.
It's a good thing.
I like some food options. I like Wi-Fi to work. Was there some spaces? We're going to have some room. I was not expecting Major to say tall ceilings, but the more I think about it, I kind of like it. Where do you stand on tall? As a short man, you're like, what, 5'2"?
Get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, oh, you're 5'9". I don't know. It's hard to tell the difference. You know, where do you stand on tall ceilings in Major Garrett?
I think tall ceilings are a tremendous benefit to an airport. Feel open. Do you just feel like you have more space? It's a great thing. You're already going to be, you know, slammed into a seat for 2, 3, 4
yeah.
hours in a tiny little jet.
When Major Garrett is flying, are you one who wants to get on the plane promptly, quickly? Do you want to get on the plane last? Do you get on the plane at the appropriate time? Where do you fit on this conundrum?
Full disclosure, I work very hard for my job. And many years ago, my lawyer negotiated for me something I have come to value among almost every other codicil of my contract.
You fly the plane?
No, better. I fly first class.
Oh,
and
where's the Lottie?
I'm full disclosure.
Yeah.
That's what happens. I work hard. Oftentimes sleep on a plane. I can sleep on a plane. Some people can. Some people can't. I can. That valuable time to sleep on a plane helps me do my job. And I enjoy that perk enormously. I've worked hard to get it, and I don't apologize for having it.
So
I get on the plane first.
Yeah. We also reached out to your attorney yesterday, and we have another part of the document where on the chair, David says, I'm Major Garrett. Leave me the bleep alone. Yeah, I mean, so if anyone wants to say hi, I enjoy your work. No, it says right there, I'm Major Garrett. Leave me the bleep alone.
No.
And if there's Wi-Fi available, he makes sure it's turned off to everyone else except him.
Yes.
It just says, approach from the left, no direct eye contact.
I've also told you are wearing a hat, sunglasses, and you've got a food writer. You like certain foods. Okay, Major Garrett, Dave Harrigan, let's guess. Does he enjoy the first-class food, or does he pass on it? What's your guess, Dave?
I think he dabbles.
I think he looks at it, but most of the time, no. That's my guess.
Okay, so this is proof positive that you've not traveled recently. If you're even in first class, if you're on a flight less than 2 hours, you get the snack basket. There's no plated meal anymore.
Yeah. But you travel a little further than that, and that's when first class, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll take the meal. Yeah.
Take the meal. Before we get to politics, let's also get to tonight is one of the biggest nights of the entire year for Major Garrett. I believe this 100%. I'm going to put the family in a separate category. They do not count.
Mm-hmm.
This is game 5. The Padres and Dodgers, it has been mm-hmm. mouthy. It has been tense-filled. We've had blowouts. We've had close games. This is Chavez Ravine. If you had plans tonight and your wife said, we have to go to this dinner, and it's a late dinner. I mean, it's a late, late dinner. What would you say to your bride?
No.
Thank
you. I would turn down a White House invitation.
Dave? Okay, Dave, Joe Biden calls Major at What is this, like a 10 o'clock start, D.C. time? What time is this?
9 o'clock.
Joe Biden calls Major and says, Major, I am going to tell you the reason why I left the White House, and I'm telling no one else. I need you to be here at 9:15. Dave Harrigan.
Okay.
Joe's a lame duck. Who cares?
Yeah, come on.
If we're going to string this out, let's string it out. Yes. Okay. That one, I set my lifelong Padre obsession aside and do my job.
Yes.
Yeah. Meaning, I'll come over, but we're going to have the game on, Joe.
Yeah. Exactly. Joe, go ahead. Could you sit in this seat while I interview Joe? With the TV in the background. All right, let's get to some political items. We talked about last week about Barack Obama going back out on the trail, and we both agreed that he doesn't have the same power that he once did, but he is still an important messenger. Last night, he came out with more force than I expected against Donald Trump. Whether you agree with him or not, He has the capability of delivering an excellent speech. He knows when to emphasize the inflection. He knows the pauses. He knows the relatability. Did you expect that type of speech from Barack Obama? And have I missed the response yet from Donald Trump? Because I'm sure it's going to be a doozy.
So I'm just boarding the plane, so I'm slightly distracted.
Sure.
So,
understand.
Two things. I wasn't surprised by the force of former President Obama's remarks. He said at the convention, Michelle said this, other Democrats said it, but they were the ones who said it most powerfully at the Democratic National Convention. This is going to be difficult. There will be bad polls. This race is going to tighten, and we have to work hard and say it hard. And that is exactly what they said. Yeah, that would be great.
That extra time.
Okay. See where those coats are. So that's point one.
You're hanging your coat.
Yeah. Yep. I am hanging my garment bag.
Yeah, for sure.
One second.
Yeah. Do you travel often with a garment bag, Dave?
Usually three of them.
Three garment bags.
Yes. I have a lot of garments.
Yeah. Now, is Major going back beyond his row to do this?
No.
Or is he just staying? Because actually, first class is a separate garment bag area.
I'm just picturing him actually watch his producer make his way back to like 37B.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, we'll talk after the flight is done. Okay.
So I'm in my seat, and because I always comply with the flight attendant instructions,
yes,
I took my garment bag back to where I was directed, which is the back end of the first class section. So always comply with your flight attendant.
Yes, no, that's a good idea. Okay. That's a good idea. Okay. That's a very good idea. Should we just start shouting evil things and help the flight attendants? 2:50 in the news breaks. Major Garrett unceremoniously booted from a plane. Okay, back to Obama and his force.
And then what I think is important to take note of is for the Obamas, the advice and the sort of motto that Michelle Obama operated under and described to the party many years ago, when they go low, we go high, that's out the window. No more.
That's gone.
Because this is, it is metaphorically a street fight. And everyone knows it. Block by block, precinct by precinct, congressional district by congressional district. So that's what they're at.
What do you want your captain to say at this point? What would be ideal? We're going to be ahead of time. Frequent flyer miles given out, higher level.
Look, let's just make this very simple. Everyone knows this who travels with frequency. All you want is an uneventful flight. I get in the cab and say, how was your flight? I say, the very best kind, uneventful.
Yes.
On time, uneventful. That's all I care about.
What is Major Garrett, what beverage do you have? Just water, ginger ale, anything?
Water and black coffee.
Oh, that's right. You're in the cabal. You're in the coffee cabal. That's right. I forgot about that.
Short remember.
Yeah, you know, I mean, seriously, you talk about frequent flyer miles. I mean, and so you don't put.
I laid the first stone, you know, with the So with a coffee trowel, you know, I leave
thank
the
you.
First stone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you ever go to your Starbucks of the world and get very fancy, elaborate? Or are you just a black? That's all I wanted.
So I love when I go to Starbucks to see the look of shock, then relief, then low-level joy when all I say is black coffee.
Yeah.
Bruce is so happy.
Yeah, that's fine. So, do you have one of those?
And if you're ever near me at a Starbucks and you recognize me and you hear them say the name Dave and I go up and get my coffee, that's because that's my Starbucks name.
It's your Starbucks name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boy, there's a lot of questions I have for you. And other sites you might go to, what your name is there, but I'll pass at this point. We'll probably guess those when you leave. Dave, we're gonna go site, store, what is Major's name there?
I just know my Starbucks name is now going to be Major.
Exactly. I'm going Major all the time now. In fact, I might even
have
go Major Garrett. I mean, I remind me.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. Peanuts, pretzels, any food on the plane?
I typically, if it's just the snack basket, I pass.
Oh, but occasionally first class, there might be a little extra treat, though, right?
You'd be surprised.
Okay. All right.
There's belt tightening all over, and I can tell you there's belt tightening in first class.
Yes, there is. All right. Have a safe, uneventful flight, and you might get a text from me if it's positive for the Padres tonight.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Major Garrett, 1251, News Talk 830, WCCO. All right. Among the texts coming in regarding Major. With all due respect, and I appreciate that, but that normally means trouble's coming, right?
Yeah, they're coming out to get you.
Yeah. You have Major Garrett on, and you're talking about a pilot announcement. I enjoy hearing him talk about world affairs. So do I. But the reason why this is the only show he does on a regular basis, the only one, is because he likes the mix. That's what the show is about, where we will have on serious guests, talk about serious topics, and sometimes with the same guest, lighten things up. If we have someone on in the news, I will be extraordinarily prepared and ask the relevant questions and follow up. I take great pride in that. We also have guests on where we can have fun with them. And I could tell from Major right there, knowing him, not only guest here, but also pretty good friends, that that was a situation more for lighter fare. That just was. It just what I could tell. He's going on the plane, going back and forth. It just wasn't as easy as if he's at the office at CBS, he's at his place. There are a lot of guests that you hear on radio where they can't pivot to that. He is like LeBron James and Michael Jordan because he has the ability to have fun, to poke fun at himself, and also give us a little la-di-da, I'm in first class.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I have a list of topics to discuss with Major, but when it turned out it was plane time, we pivoted to plane time.
Garment bag talk is also very hot these days.
Get it? It's, Major, the best guest, and it's not even close. Thanks for explaining. I wish you would spend more time picking Major's brain on Fridays instead of yucking it up. I get it. It's Friday. You're sick of everything. Not a speck am I sick of everything. Not at all. I love this bleeping job. But it was what was going on at that time, and I think it's a testament to versatility that you're able to pivot. As opposed to, I'm going to sit there and still ask serious questions while he's putting his garment bag on there.
In the time we called him, Major was going through security. It took a little while to get a hold of him.
Yes.
You could hear him hustling to the gate.
Yes.
A little bit out of
yes.
Sucking wind a little bit. Going through the line, getting on the plane, putting away the garment bag. You still got to a little politics. We also got to the nonsense. We got to the most important thing in his life, the San Diego Padres.
Yes. Yes.
I think it was all right.
And he's on. He gives us bonus times. He's on with us about 70 times a year. Again, he doesn't do another show on a regular basis. He comes on with us 70 times a year. 64 of them is pretty straight down the line politics. So a little bit of that. Then another texters are mad because we had him talk on the phone while he was on the plane. Would I have been thrilled if I was sitting next to him and he was talking on the phone? You knowing me very well. What do you think?
No.
No, I would not have.
He didn't have to get on the plane right away.
Well,
unless it was last call.
That's what we don't know. Let's get the plane stopped and I'll ask him. Shaletta is next.